barge with a radio antenna tower on it. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And tonight's theme is literature, beginning the evening with Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. This is They Had a Large Barge with a radio antenna tower on it. And the theme of tonight is literature. That was Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights from the Kickin' Side, obviously inspired by, or I shouldn't say obviously, but inspired by Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. And that's going to be the theme, songs based on books, or albums based on books, and taking songs out of those albums and presenting them and saying a little bit about the books. To be quite honest, I haven't read all the books, but nevertheless, I still will be playing them. The next song is by Grimes from her album Geedy Primes, and this is an album that was based off of the series Dune by Frank Helpert. And the title of this is said Dukar Levenbrek, which is a military rank in the series Dune. And the whole album was based off of different concepts, planets, or ideas from Dune. But this is the song that stands out to me from the album. So, Grimes, Dukar Levenbrek. The theme of this evening that you'll start to be seeing is that many of the books that songs have been based off of are books that are often more controversial in nature or exciting, and with no exception is Venus and Furs by the Velvet Underground and Nico. And as you may or may not know, Venus and Furs is also a book by Leopold von Schiermacher, and it's an 1870 novella of the same title, so Venus and Furs. And if that name, Schiermacher, sounds kind of familiar, it would be because this is the book that I believe spawned the concept of sadomasochism. And with along with other similar songs on the same album, such as Heroin on the Velvet Underground and Nico, it was set out to address concepts that were not really being played in music at all, and were quite pushing, and it is one of the things that influences the Velvet Underground and Nico's status to this day. But still, it's an amazing song, and even if it was released in the modern day, without all of the legend around it with Andy Warhol and Nico and the Velvet Underground themselves, I believe that especially this song would still stand the test of time. Venus and Furs.
Child in the dark comes in bells. this and cure his heart.
Theme of offending moral sensibilities. Oscar Wilde's The Picture of Dorian Gray did the same thing in a very way that we would not consider so out there these days, but The Picture of Dorian Gray was not something that was accepted into the climate of people at the time. But so Bauhaus created their song Dark Entries from their album In the Flat Field that was directly inspired by the picture of Dorian Gray. And that was released to less controversy, you could say. But it's still an excellent song, Dark Entries. Dark Entries by Bauhaus. And following that, we'll be playing Interzone by Joy Division from the album Unknown Pleasures. And Interzone takes its title from the William Burroughs book, or collection of short stories, of the same name, Interzone. It was published in 1989, although a couple of the stories had already been published before, but it was a preliminary or precursor to Naked Lunch and Nova Express, and had many of the characters that would end up becoming in that. But this is the song, Interzone. toward a lot of the songs I'm playing tonight, the literature that they're associated with is a fun anecdote or an interesting thing to mention. But for the next song, whatever show I'd be playing it on, I would be mentioning this beforehand, because this is by The Cure. It's called Killing an Arab, but it's not about killing an Arab, as there have been many controversies about it. They had to put stickers on it saying this is not promoting violence against Arabs when it first came out, and it ended up not being included on the album. And there might be something about it not being included on the streaming services right now, but in fact, this is based off of The Stranger by Albert Camus. And if you listen to the lyrics, there are references to it, and you'll hear The Stranger in it, and the Arab is actually a character in The Stranger. So, I'd be mentioning that either way, but especially for a show about literature, it's important to mention how Killing an Arab by The Cure is based off of The Stranger. And here it is. Killing an Arab by The Cure. And we're at about the halfway mark, so I thought I'd do a PSA right now. And since this is all about literature and books are obviously a really important thing for education, so I'm going to be reading a PSA about Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts. Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts is a non-profit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, impacted by homelessness in Southeastern MA. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at KRIS, Chris, at soma.org, so SOWMA.org, or visit the website at www.SOWMA.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. And so there have been many studies that have shown that if a young student in like elementary school reads just like an extra 20 minutes per day, their grades are going to go up like by a pretty amazing margin just for 20 minutes of reading a day. So maybe this PSA will inspire you. But regardless, the next song will be based off of a book that is maybe a little easier to read than some of the other ones. And it's Animal Farm by George Orwell, although it's not an easy book at all either. And this, of course, is Pink Floyd's Animals, which is a concept album loosely based around Animal Farm. It's not completely based off of it, but I'll be playing Pigs, three different ones. Thank you. That's one of those songs that you just want to keep on listening to the rest of the album once it's over. But we're going to be moving on to another song that's fairly long, under 7 minutes though. Paranoid Android by Radiohead. And this song has moments in it, and they're kind of far off in the mix, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear them if you listen closely. That are from Marvin the Paranoid Android, which is a reference to the series The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, by Douglas Adams. And so Marvin is a paranoid android, and you'll be hearing Marvin in the background of Paranoid Android. But it's also just another one of those songs that, just like Pigs, that has a place in the progressive rock world. If you call it progressive rock, because I know there's some dispute over what genre this song is, but personally, I don't care what genre it is, because I think it's great.
Stop the noise, I'm trying to get somewhere.
quick correction. Before introducing the song, I said it was Arnold the Paranoid Android. It's Marvin the Paranoid Android. But hopefully you heard it in the background of the mix. And we're going to be moving back to Orwell now. We heard a song from Animal Farm by Pink Floyd. And now we'll be hearing 1984 by David Bowie from the album Diamond Dogs. Well, now we'll be moving from a very explicit reference to a book, literally David Bowie just saying 1984 repeatedly throughout the song, just one that's actually not even a reference at all other than just the name. This is by Brian Eno and David Byrne. It's a song Regiment from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, and My Life in the Bush of Ghosts is a collection of short stories that are all connected in ways that go beyond quite simply, like connections. It's by Amos Tuola, I hope I said that right. But David Byrne and Brian Eno didn't even read the book. They just liked the name of it and thought it fit the concept of their album, which is all these different samples, the vocal samples, mixed in and created into these brilliant soundscapes. And this is one of them. It's called Regiment. We'll be right back. So, finally, to bookend the night, we started with Kate Bush, with Wuthering Heights. And that might be Kate Bush's most famous literary reference that she's sung, but there's another song, Flower of the Mountain, by Kate Bush from the director's cut. And I don't really love director's cuts, things like that. But in this situation, there's an interesting story that led up to it. And it's a very interesting song. So Flower of the Mountain is based off of the closing monologue of Ulysses by James Joyce. And of course, that's so the last chapter of Ulysses by James Joyce is this. It would be stream of consciousness, I think you would say it, you would call it. And so Kate Bush was really inspired by it, and she created a song called The Sensual World. And she wrote to the estate of James Joyce saying, "Can I use that monologue as my song?" And they said no, and she was awfully disappointed, so she changed it ever so slightly. But then she was making the director's cut album, where she was pitching things down a lot. But for this song, she wrote back to the James Joyce estate and said, "So what about now? What if I can use your song now, or use the work of James Joyce now in my song?" And by now, Kate Bush is, of course, like very well known compared to before, where Kate Bush was maybe a bit more up and coming. But so they finally said yes, and so Kate Bush rewrote the song ever so slightly. And it changed from The Sensual World, the song from before, to Flower of the Mountain, which you'll be hearing now.
Off the page into the sensual world.